Math and music. There's a connection here, trust me. Did you know that Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and the entire K-pop band BTS were all members of their high school math club? Did you know this?
Know that.
Vanessa didn't know this.
Oh my God.
That's because I'm lying. I totally made it up.
Oh.
Totally made it up. Regardless of your passions, your job, your position on Billboard's top 100, math is a big part of our everyday lives. Vanessa Vaccaria, musician and founder and CEO of The Math Guru, is here to tell us why math should be a musician's best friend. I'm so glad I hoodwinked you. That makes me very happy.
I was like, oh my God, I need to start posting about this. They are role models. I need them to come speak.
He's a journalist. He can be trusted.
And I was like, this is reason number 102. I want to be the next Lady Gaga.
You are math tutor by day, mm-hmm. musician by night.
Mm-hmm.
You opened for Bon Jovi.
We did.
How does that even happen?
Okay, well, you know how that happens? It is luck.
Did you win a contest on the radio?
We didn't win a contest. And I'm going to say this so quickly because I feel everyone needs to know how great Bon Jovi is.
Yes.
The guy, being the great guy he is for this entire tour that he's doing, every town he goes to, he finds a local band to open for him to give them the break he got when he was starting out.
Amazing.
Is that not insane? And we got picked and it was
amazing.
It was everything you're imagining right now. Like, are you getting goosebumpy? It was
lovely.
And we
totally.
Found out.
Well, I've seen it online. It's amazing.
Oh my God. And it was 3 days before. We found out on a Wednesday and they were like, Saturday, we need you to play the
ACC. I would have to be off solid food. I would just, because I'd just be hurling every single minute of every day with crazy nerves. Why do you think many musicians and artists believe they can't do math? Because you kind of straddle two very different worlds.
I'm so glad you asked this. Okay, so I actually think, the reason for me, I thought forever that I couldn't do math, and it's because I was not only labeled a creative, but I labeled myself a creative.
Right. I'm creative, therefore.
Therefore, and you know, in society, there's always that thing. I'm an artsy person,
right.
or I'm like a mathy, logical person. You always hear people say that. So I think what happens is we are forced to choose without even knowing there's a choice to be made.
Right. Musicians, you would argue, need math or could use math in the way that they think about their careers. How come?
Absolutely. First of all, everyone needs math. But musicians, I think, especially need math because I think they're actually at risk of getting taken advantage of because everyone thinks that they have no idea what's going on.
Right.
So whether it comes to managers, producers, show booking, royalties, people think it's easy to pull a fast one over them. And that is why it's not the only reason why, but the broke musician is a trope that continues.
Right.
Right. And because musicians feel they can't do it math, they're treated like they can't do math.
And it's a harder game now for many musicians than it was even 10 years ago, because you make for every 10,000 streams you get on Spotify, you get what, 3 cents or something like
it's
that? Four cents?
It's something like that. It's something very, very low. And now there are a lot of ways you need to be crafty about making money. There are a lot more ways to make money, actually, right? It's not just about people buying your albums. There are SoCan royalties. Every time you play a show, you can submit a set list and get money. Like, there are all these little things, but if you're afraid of math, you're not even going to look into that stuff.
Well, the reason we're having this conversation is you had a thing with, I think it was a law firm, on some of the things that musicians needed to learn. You mentioned SoCan royalties. You also mentioned recoupable expenses and paying producers and advances. Like, these are the kinds of things that musicians should know about?
Absolutely. And I would say, if to start with something as simple as, is the show you're booking worth playing? Right? Often you're like, oh my gosh, awesome, we're going to go play the show. We're getting paid like $100. How much is it costing you to put on that show? Right? Like, are you actually making any money? When you're planning a tour, like, thinking about things like transportation, does it make more sense to, like, buy that 10-seat passenger van, or should you really work out a deal with like your local car rental company?
Are you saying I have to charge my entourage to join me on tour?
It would honestly,
they're just my best friends from high school. I just like having them around.
Right, and that probably is costing you.
I'm not going to do that anymore. Now, for musicians who know you as a musician, do they find it odd?
Oh my God,
that you run a math tutoring company?
So you know what I hear? Like,
what?
Literally, we've been a band for 8 years. Every time I got off stage, someone inevitably is like, but what do you do in real life? Because they all know that musicians don't make any money.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, well, actually, I own this math tutoring company. Every time, picture the look they're giving me. And they're like, but you don't look like a math person. And every time I'm like, hey, Vanessa, take a deep breath. Let's debunk the myth. But yes, absolutely. I get it all the time.
So to the musician or to the creative type who may be fully empowered by that label, because many people are, like, they feel like it's their self-expression and people get them because they're an artistic sensibility. What would you say to them about this idea that they might not have the predisposition to do math?
Okay, well, I think I would actually say to something that you say a lot on the podcast, which is you don't need calculus, right, to make money as a musician. You need basic math skills. All the concepts you just mentioned, most of them are actually just percentages.
Right.
We're literally talking about percentages, which are used in elementary school. And I would like to say to anyone out there who was like, but I never got it, I was bad at math, most of you are adults now, right? You're past the age of 15, let's even say.
Yeah.
And the things that you learned in elementary school, I promise you will be easier when you go back and learn them now. You've been through way harder stuff. If you've played a show and if you're in the industry, you've been working with a lot of harder things than percentages. So I promise you, you can learn them, and I promise you they will make a difference.
Now, Bon Jovi was a huge event for you, I am sure. Mm-hmm. From a mathematical perspective, was it worth your time and energy?
Okay, so this is more complex math, because now we're calculating like opportunity costs and like future dividends, because really opening for Bon Jovi, we didn't get paid. It was an incredible opportunity, but we actually made quite a bit of money off of SoCan, because we only played four songs, but the way SoCan works, we're not going to get into the whole like shebang, but you get a percentage of that every time you play those publicly and there is an audience. So we actually got paid way more than we've ever made from any show in that. But then also a show like that, you know, you're going to get future shows from that. You know, you're going to start your, like, that's
it's exposure that counts.
Absolutely.
Because
it's an investment.
What I hear from artists is that oftentimes the pitch to invite someone to appear is, this is great exposure for you to do this gig at the Chartwell Retirement Home near Zurich, Ontario, because they're like big music listeners and it's so going to be worth. So how do you as an artist make that call? Because you can do the math.
Well, and I mean,
exposure.
We have to make, I mean, again, it's been 8 years and we have played a lot of shows for exposure that never quite materialized. Right. So I think it's something you have to learn, right? It really is something for all beginning artists. Like, you do play a few shows like that, but I think you just start to learn quickly and to pay attention. And thinking about how exposure translates into money is important, right? Like, exposure, how are you going to get fans that are going to follow you? Is the retirement home, maybe they all really like physical, like, vinyl. Maybe they actually will buy a ton of your vinyl because they're, like, you know.
Right, and they're on a fixed income. They don't get out much.
Right.
This is a place for them to spend.
So you've got to really think about it. Talking to other artists that have played the similar venue or show and asking them what it really did for them is a really good strategy.
Where do the majority of working musicians make their music money, their music income? Because, you know, they're not headlining at Scotiabank Arena or wherever the big venues are all the time. Mm-hmm. Are they making money for selling CDs at the back? Is it t-shirts? Is it weddings?
Right. This is wedding musicians make so much money.
They do, eh?
I know a ton of musicians who have like their band and then they have a wedding band as a side project, which is how they make their income.
And they call it something different because they don't want to denigrate the brand.
Of course. And you just play a bunch of covers. Oh my God, you make so much money.
Salt and Peppers, Push It.
Yeah.
Is what you should play.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But honestly, there are a lot of ways to make money as a musician. One of the biggest ways is actually sync licensing. And that's, you know.
Sync, like license your kitchen sink. So someone comes
by and uses your sink
and does the dishes in your sink. That's what you mean.
You know, the music you have at the beginning of the podcast should be my band's music, because then I would be making money every time you played it.
Right.
So there are a lot of companies that do this. If you have music recorded, you can send it to these companies and they will try and place it for you. So that's a big way I know a lot of musicians make money. Also, grants. There are actually a lot of grants for artists. So to look into that. And then performances is the next way. And then merch, right? But like music, your actual music, selling it is the least way you're going to make money.
Right. Fascinating. I hope you use that in your tutoring with these young, impressionable minds.
I hope you use my music starting
okay.
Now
all right. Maybe you could compose something called Moolala.
Oh my God.
It needs to be smart, effervescent, and fun, which is really how I describe myself. And the music needs to be that way.
That's exactly what you're
There's
like.
The brief. Okay. Vanessa Vicaria, musician and founder of The Math Guru.